hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Testing. I assume we are on the air, and my name is James Lynn. I'm coming to you from the Republic Broadcasting Network. The Republic Broadcasting Network, as I'm sure y'all are all aware, is out of Round Rock, Texas. I actually am sitting here in Dallas. This is a new show that an associate of mine, Wes Vines, and I are doing. We're trying to have a discussion on temperamental issues facing everyday Americans. Let me give you a little bit of background. If I could, in regard to myself, in regard to Wes. Again, my name is James Lynn. I am an attorney. I practice law in the state of Texas. I am licensed to practice law in courts in Texas, in state Oklahoma, number of federal courts in Texas, Oklahoma, United States Tax Court, Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals. I am also a certified public accountant, licensed in the state of Texas. My friend and co-host, Wes Vines. Wes isn't here today. He is working for a living. He is tied up with clients, but he'll be here tomorrow. Wes is also an attorney, and he's licensed in Texas, Oklahoma, a number of courts of appeal. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to bring a show to you that is on contemporary issues. And some of the legal aspects that go with this. Some of these things in life, they come at you a little bit strange. You're not really sure why they're coming the way they are at you, and you wonder. A lot of times people want to blame attorneys. That's good. You know, it's a release valve. We're certainly not here to provide a legal seminar for you. We're not trying to give legal advice. But I think we are going to have some very interesting topics to talk to you about. And they don't all deal with legal issues. For instance, one of my favorites are parents that try to live through their children, you know, in sports. We're going to be specifically talking about soccer dads and moms and the kids that are out here playing soccer and middle school, elementary school, high school, those in select soccer, and some of the sideline activities of parents. And don't get me wrong, I was one of those parents, and I'll have some very, very interesting stories to tell you about. Another one of the issues that I think is very interesting that is going on and probably is going to be very telling to the future of this country, maybe for the next 40, 50 years, is the current immigration policy we have and the politics that are going on in this area. I'm concerned about why maybe we do need a fence around the United States to protect the integrity of our borders. There are a number of reasons for this. If no other reason, it is to keep undesirable terrorists out of this country. I think immigration poses some other problems here in the state of Texas. I noticed in this week's paper that they're thinking about eliminating the, they call it the task test here in Texas, that sets minimum standards for graduation of high school seniors. We've had that for a number of years, but all of a sudden it seems like there's a move on now to do away with this test because I don't know what it is. Maybe one in six or seven or eight can't seem to graduate from high school because they're failing this test. I hear the music coming on right now, and what we're going to do is I'll pick up on some of these topics that we're going to discuss right after the break, and I think the break will be 30 seconds, a minute, something like that. And I'll pick up with you right after the break.
The disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I think we're back from break, and I do want to apologize for one thing. I have never actually done a radio show before, so I was a guest on one. This is a little bit strange and different to me, so bear with me if you will. I think where I left off was that I was on the immigration issue, and I had just discussed that one of the future topics would be what I believe to be a downgrading of the exams, the high school exams that are administered statewide to determine whether or not somebody has the minimum requirements to get a high school degree. I'm having a problem trying to understand why the state of Texas wants to do away with this. I think another extremely interesting topic would be here in Dallas, there's a suburb right outside called Farmers Branch that now has passed an ordinance that basically, it is you don't lease apartments to illegal aliens. If you do, it is a $500 a day challenge. Now, that may be per tenant or per instance, but it's a $500 civil penalty. As you can imagine, we're going to have some litigation on that. think another interesting show would be on gun control, the Second Amendment. I think we've got some. I am a conservative. I will admit that freely, and I think we have some liberals that, through appointments in the courts, are really trying to restrict what I believe are the Second Amendment rights. I think with something that may hit home with some of these fathers out here is I think in the divorce setting, particularly in the family courts, I think that to some extent the way the statutes and we have some case law that is written, there seems to be a tilting of the rights in a parental situation, which tipped over to the wife. That the father, after the divorce has taken place, seems to be left out. And it's kind of a bad situation because, in fact, what the courts, and I think morally so, the courts are looking for the dads to continue to pay child support, to make financial commitments, but yet there's a constant battle going on between, in some cases, irresponsible parents. I think a good example sometimes of the frustration that comes out is, I think it was Alex Baldwin here a couple of weeks ago, and although I disagree politically with some of his points of view, I really, really, really felt sorry for him. One of my favorite areas that I think you can just have a tremendous amount of fun with are these emails that you will get occasionally. Somebody in Nigeria that is promising you $15, $16 million. Obviously, they're scams. Some of them, most of them, deal with if they've got some hardship story, they need your assistance. It ends up being some type of scam in order for you to advance money to them. I don't know how many of you people have ever responded to any of it. If you have, and you think it's too good to be true, trust me, it is. But we can have a very, very, I think, interesting and enlightening show on that. That'll be something that a lot of you may not have experienced. Could have a show on college scholarships for high school athletics. There's a lot of misunderstanding in this area, how this process works. I've just had a daughter that ended up graduating here at Lake Highlands High School in Dallas. We went through this. It is a real learning experience. Plan to do something on affirmative action. We all may have differences of opinion, but I'm beginning to think that affirmative action is a dinosaur that probably has lived way past its time. Some of the items we're going to talk about, we will end up in some ways getting into some decisions that have been rendered by the court. A lot of times people don't understand how we get these decisions. It's a rip-off. The judges are bought off. The juries don't understand. I think it's important that people know how a trial actually works. What gets in at evidence? Who decides what the law is? What can a jury do and not do? I think once you begin to understand a little bit what's going on, the mechanics of the court system, you'll understand a little bit more how we get some of the decisions, how they come about, when the time to do something is and when it is not. Another interesting topic would be DWI first aid. Now, that's what I call it because once you get stopped, you're in trouble. And what you need to do is you need to begin to administer first aid to yourself, not to make the situation any worse than what it is. And that'll be a very interesting topic. We're going to have a discussion on offshore transactions. There's a lot of stuff going on out there that if you have a bank account, if you have money offshore, it's not taxable. With very few exceptions, that money is the income that is earned to you. I'm sorry, that is earned is going to be taxable. Do not fall into this trap. I do some of this for a living. I do farm offshore stuff. Unless you're very, very specific and follow the Internal Revenue Code, you're these funds, this interest, the dividends, the earnings are taxable, and we'll have a discussion on what is, what isn't. I'd hate to see somebody out there fall into a trap, end up being audited by the Internal Revenue Service and get themselves in trouble. We'll do also something on criminal procedure, and that is how does the criminal system work? What can you get in? What can't you get in? why is it that, and in some cases I hear tax protesters, you know, show me the law, show me the law. We'll get into the times and places when that type of argument may or may not be relevant. There is a time and a place for law, but it generally, it's to some extent, it is decided at the trial court level by the judge. There's a time and a place to appeal that to the circuit court, and we'll get into that. The show we're going to have today, though, is on unsecured debt restructuring. And with me today, I've got Sam Condon. And Sam, are you there? Now, Ken, I did not hear Sam from my end. Is he there?
I'm here. James, are you there?
Okay. And then I've got Greg. Is that Gulick?
That's correct, James.
Okay. And Sam and Greg are from Compass Credit Services. They're here in Dallas, Texas. What we're going to talk about today is a little bit these bills that come in. A lot of people's and it creates a strain on marriage. It makes people feel bad. They end up with a lot of debt. The debt mounts up. They don't know what to do with it. How do you get rid of this debt? And it really puts a very bad perspective on life. And credit right now is so easy to get. My daughter, who is a freshman, just is finishing up her first year in college, is already getting credit cards from, what is this? This is Capital One. I was looking at it today. And my daughter, she's a sweet girl, she's a bright girl, but as far as having a business background that can manage money, I think she's brighter than most, but it is disaster to send what these credit card companies are doing is sending out applications for credit. We're in my personal opinion, and in many cases, these people, they're sending them out to people that have a difficult time trying to manage credit. Now, typically, when people get into some type of credit card debt, there's a variety of issues, or there's a variety of methods or approaches that they can take in dealing with this. And in the beginning, I'm not going to limit this to a discussion on just unsecured credit card debt, but just debt in general. It could be debt you used to acquire a house. You could be upside down in that. It could be an automobile. There could be a lot of things. But typically, the approach you would take, and there's several, when you find yourself a problem with debt, you can sit down and you can try to negotiate with your creditors. You can go try to, that's the first thing. Sometimes it's extremely difficult to do that. From a practical standpoint, my experience has been when you've got six, seven, eight creditors, I'm not sure how you, I haven't ever been able to do it, but how do you get eight creditors to agree on plan? Very, very difficult. You come in and borrow it. Another approach is you can come in and borrow the money, take out a loan someplace else, borrow the money and consolidate the debts. There are a lot of people that do that. For some people, that does make sense. Most of the time, and what I see when you do consolidate, what you're doing is you're basically extending the period of time that you're borrowing, and to some extent, you may be reducing the interest rate. Now, in Texas, I see that quite a bit, where people will take some credit card debt that may be at, let's say, 15%. They'll go out and they'll borrow money out of their residence, out of their home, and they'll refinance it perhaps at 6%. The credit card debt is gone. If, in fact, this was a one-time issue that created the credit card debt, that's fine. On the other hand, we have an issue where it's just the personality of the person that likes to spend more than they make. Eventually, this is going to be a disaster. They're going to be upside down in their house. They're going to lose their home. I don't particularly like taking home equity and paying off debt. Until you solve the philosophical issue that created the debt to begin with, personally, I think it's a bad idea. Now, what I do a fair amount of, and I'm not a bankruptcy attorney, primarily what I am is business litigation, tax, offshore stuff. Now, right now I hear the music sounding, so we're going to have a three-minute break, and then I'm going to pick you up on the other side of the break, and we'll get into some of what the bankruptcy law is and then some of what Compass Bank can do for you. I'm sorry, Compass Credit Services can do for you.
World to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Again, this is James Lynn coming to you from yet my unnamed radio show with my host, Wes Vines, who is not here. And I'm actually coming to you out of Dallas, Texas. I think before the break what I was talking about was a little bit more about what I did and the background I've got so that when we get into some of this, the bankruptcy and the debt restructuring, you'll kind of have an idea where I'm coming from. As I said, my practice is not exclusively devoted to bankruptcy, although I do some Chapter 7s, I do some Chapter 13s, and I do that because I have to have a continuing knowledge of for my practice in regard to asset protection, property issues, just legal issues like that. And when we do get into bankruptcy, from a personal point of view, an individual point of view, there typically are two chapters that we're looking at. One is called a 7, and I'll refer to that, if I could, as a liquidation. The other is a wage earner plan, and the other is a Chapter 13, which I will refer to as a wage earner plan. Now, there are two other chapters in the code that really aren't relevant for our conversation right now. One of them is a Chapter 13, which is a reorganization. One of them is a Chapter 11, which is a reorganization that we use primarily in businesses, and the other is a Chapter 12 that deals primarily with farmers. But what we're really talking about today and what the show today is about is on debt restructuring as far as individuals, couples, not businesses, not farmers. In a Chapter 7 basically is a liquidation, as I said, and a Chapter 13 is a wage earner plan. Let's talk a little bit about what a bankruptcy can and won't do for you, and what a 13 or a 7 won't do for you. And as soon as we get some of the basics out of the way, then we're going to lay the groundwork to begin a discussion then with Compass Credit Services on kind of a different approach on some of this debt restructuring. To begin with, a bankruptcy will discharge debts. A bankruptcy will not discharge debts if you don't list them in your bankruptcy papers. Any debt that you're trying to discharge, you're going to have to disclose. It has to show up. If it doesn't show up or the creditor doesn't learn about it, you're not going to be able to discharge that debt. You're not going to be able to discharge a debt for personal injury or some type of death that's caused by drinking and driving or driving under the influence of drugs. You're not going to discharge a debt that relates to a fine or penalty for violating the law. You can't get rid of criminal, as a rule, you cannot get rid of criminal restitution. That's what you're trying to do. This isn't going to work. You can't get rid of recent tax debts and other tax obligations. Now, in regard to this area here, I actually have litigated this several times, and if you have a tax that has been assessed for an excess of 2 years, the Internal Revenue Service has assessed that tax, and it's been more than 2 years, then as a general rule, you can discharge that debt in bankruptcy. If the Internal Revenue Service just assessed the tax yesterday, and it's for a tax return that you didn't file for 2001, you're not going to be able to discharge that debt tomorrow, because even though it's a 2001 return, the service only assessed the tax yesterday. It's a two-year period. Now, there are some things that a 13 can do that a 7 cannot do. As a general rule, and I think most people know this, when you're in a 7, it's a liquidation. Basically, the trustee gathers up all your non-exempt assets, puts them in a big pot, pays off and pays your creditors off in some pro rata formula to the extent of your non-exempt assets. If it's non-exempt, it's gone. General rule. In a 13, there is a way to save some non-exempt assets. And Texas has a pretty strong homestead exemption, and it's not for this show here, but under bankruptcy law, a citizen of the state generally has a choice to pick the state exemptions or the federal exemptions, and Texas, for a debtor, has some pretty good state exemptions. Anyway, what a 13 can do is a 13 can, in fact, stop a mortgage foreclosure. A 7, as a rule, can slow it down, but a 7 is not going to be able to stop a mortgage foreclosure very long. In the short term, yes, probably because of the automatic stay, but long term, it just isn't going to work. But even in a 13, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to present some type of a plan to show that you can generate enough income to pick up some of these missed payments. In some cases, a 13 allows you what we refer to do a cram down on certain types of secured property. What's a cram down? You may have an automobile that you owe $10,000 on. It's worth $6,000. It is possible using a Chapter 13 cram down to get the debt on this automobile reduced down to $6,000 and put it up and actually discharge the excess under Chapter 13. Now I hear the music coming back on, and as soon as we get back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Everybody, this is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We're going to pick up where we left off. Let me get another few minutes in here on bankruptcy, 7 and 13. Then we're going to go with our guests. They have made some changes to the bankruptcy code, and they were effective, I believe, last October of 2006. It's now very, very, very much more difficult to get into to get discharged out of Chapter 7. There's a means test that's involved, and basically, from trying to explain this in layman's terms, if your income is over a certain level, the crux of the law is to begin to force you into a Chapter 13. This means test under Chapter 7 to me is very similar to the matter of fact, I believe was patterned after the requirements, what it takes to do some type of a payout or a compromise payout agreement, installment agreement with the Internal Revenue Service, and that basically is You list your expenses, and on certain expenses, for instance, like automobiles, housing, there does end up being a cap on that. And the 7 discharge now is very similar to that, and that is they do begin now to put caps on that. The other thing on the 13 is it's now either 36 to 60 months. These 13 plans can go out to 60 months, and that basically means that while under a 13 you can discharge most of your unsecured debt, stop foreclosure on your mortgage, do a cram down, for instance, own your car to get it to at least get the payments down to the fair market value on the car. What you're looking at is 5 years, could be 5 years, it's based on what the court determines, 5 years worth of payments, and that's your future income. So it's gotten more difficult, and certainly to suggest that the banking association, basically the folks who provide the credit card services, weren't behind some of this, I think probably would be a little disingenuous to insinuate. Anyway, I think at this time it would be good to let's talk to Sam and Greg with Compass Credit Services, and let's see if the type of activity that they're engaged in, whether it's an alternative for debt restructuring as opposed to bankruptcy. Sam, are you there?
I'm here, James. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Greg, how about you?
Hello, James. I'm great.
All right. Ken is the producer. I am having a little bit difficult time hearing Sam. I'm just wondering if you can correct that. Now Sam, you're president of Compass Credit Services. Is that correct?
Yes, I am. That's correct.
All right. Can you tell me a little bit what Compass Credit Services, what do they do? I mean, how can they help anybody?
Well, what Compass Credit Services was founded to do is to help people that have gotten too far over their head in unsecured debt, which almost completely is credit card debt, and help them get out of debt in a reasonable amount of time, typically 2 to 3 years, whereas if the debtor, the client, makes minimum credit card payments for the length of the term, they could essentially be indebted to a credit card company for the foreseeable future, for decades, actually. And through our debt restructuring program, we can help them get out of debt and settle with their creditors in roughly 2 to 3 years in most cases.
Now, 2 to 3 years, that really doesn't sound, to me, it doesn't sound very long. Why would a credit card company want to do this? I mean, if I'm a credit card company, I'm one of these big banks, why don't I just threaten you, and that is you pay the bills and I continue to charge this pretty good interest rate I've got and try to and extract my money from you? I mean, after all, in fairness to the credit card companies, I mean, you're the one that ran up the debt.
Sure. And that's a great question. Thank you. At the end of the day, if the client simply doesn't have the money to pay the credit card company, they simply don't have the money to pay. And whether they are threatened through phone calls or letters or whatever, if the if the client does not have the funds to satisfy the debt, then it doesn't matter how many phone calls they get or letters they get in the mail, et cetera. The credit card company won't be receiving much. And most of our clients, or many of our clients, come to Compass Credit Services as an alternative to bankruptcy. If the client were to go the route of bankruptcy, the credit card company stands to get absolutely nothing from the debtor. Whereas if a client goes through our program, the client can typically pay the credit card company 40 to 45% of the original debt balance. So actually, as an alternative to bankruptcy, the credit card companies as well as the clients come out ahead.
Well, Sam, let me ask you this. I want to get to this 40-45%, and I want to run one of these I want to run your program through with Greg here in a second, but
okay.
If I've got, you basically have said your program deals with unsecured debt.
That's correct.
Is that the only thing it deals with?
Yes. We do not accept secured debt, such as any sort of debt that is secured with an asset like a house, a car, tax debt, et cetera.
Well, is there? What if I am behind? I mean, what if I am behind on my house and I've got all this credit card debt? Is there? Does this plan? I mean, does your plan help me in any way?
Well, it certainly can help you with the credit card debt that you have. Although we can't help with the secured debt of the house. However, if the client goes the route of potentially consolidating all of their debts into one, they now essentially have a secured loan secured on the value of their home. And if they continue to be unable to meet the minimum payments, they could lose their house as well.
Okay. All right. Now, with you is, I think, is your operations manager, Greg Gulick?
Gulick, that's good, James.
Gulick. I'm sorry. I'm fairly decent with numbers. I'm not so good with names. Greg, how are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, I'm doing excellent, James. How are you today?
Very good, very good. And I'm going to be the devil's advocate through this. I mean, paying off my credit card debt at, what did Sam say, 45%?
Anywhere from 40 to 45% is the average.
This sounds like a panacea. I mean, to be honest with you, it sounds like my... And don't get me wrong, it sounds like my 419 Nigerian scam stuff. I mean, what's going on here? I mean, why wouldn't when I question this, I mean, do you understand why?
Oh, definitely. And you know, to reference what you said earlier about the devil's advocate, I actually, you know, appreciate when people ask questions, because again, the more informed you are, the better it is as a consumer. And basically, the whole program's based on your ability to pay and your ability to commit to putting money away to pay your debts. So just to give you a little background, the industry itself of arbitration or debt settlement is fairly young.
Well, and let's do this. Do you have some knowledge on the background of this industry? Because this thing seems like it has just popped up here in the last two or three years on my radar screen.
Well,
is that correct?
What's really happened is there's just become more of an awareness, you know, in the general public. What you're finding is, like, when they, I believe it was in October of 2005, when they basically did a lot of the restructuring with bankruptcy and credit card debt and things like that, that people have decided to stop and look up. And what I mean by that is, instead of keeping their nose to the grindstone and getting deeper and deeper into debt, they're looking at, what can I do that will help me, that's supposed to both beneficial short-term and long-term for me. And that's really what it is you know, you'll never hear a credit card company, which again is owned by a bank, to reference any of their clients to us. And quite bluntly, the main reason is, again, like I think what Sam touched on, is, you know, they're going to get 40 to 45%. Whereas if you don't use Compass Credit Services, you could end up, you know, 100% of what you owe. Let's say you have a $10,000 debt. They probably will grudgingly direct you to, like, a consolidation program, which are owned by the credit card companies. Once you enter into that program, you'll actually pay that $10,000 back. You'll actually pay back about $15,000 to $16,000. Plus, you'll have the credit hit because, you know, the minute you enter into that program, it shows up as a third-party intervention. And, again, if you're ever late with any of those payments, they'll kick you out of the program and immediately raise your rates or charge you back fees. So really what it is it's just the general public, consumers, saying there's a better way to do this. There's got to be. And, you know, we don't get a lot of attention. And, you know, I'm very thankful for the fact that you've decided to have us on your show just so that people can find out, yes, there is another option. It's a legal option. It's a good option that works for the majority of the people that are out there. It won't work for everyone, and I will never say that it will.
Okay, now when I was looking at this and running the numbers, if in fact One thing that struck me was that while you cannot do you can't do secure debt, for instance, on a house, if you can come through with your numbers, and we'll get into your numbers in a second, it looks like in some cases, and perhaps many cases, that surplus that comes from restructuring this unsecured debt then puts some of these people in a position where they, in fact, could afford to pay their perhaps some of their secured debt, for instance, on their home.
Exactly, and that's what I wanted to actually talk about, was the point that you brought up with Sam a little earlier. If somebody has secured debt, such as a home mortgage, and unsecured debt and credit cards, hopefully they'll do the responsible thing and take the money that they're saving on their credit card debt and apply it to the secured debt. Again, the program's based on people's ability to commit to paying their bills, quite bluntly. I will pay my bills. There's just been a hardship that, you know, was unforeseen. And again, like I said, once they're done with this program, they should be in much better shape than they were before they entered the program.
Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit then about how this program works. And what you're saying is, if I owed about $25,000 in unsecured debt, I possibly could get out, if I signed up in your program, for about $12,000?
Roughly, yes, sir.
$12,000. And these banks, the credit card companies, are voluntarily going to take $12,000 out of a $25,000 debt?
Oh, they're not going to call you up on the phone and say, gee, thanks for giving us about 50% less. No, the main reason, I guess the thrust of why the banks will do this, number one, you know, it's a simple business practice. We know they're going to keep every dime any credit or debtor has actually paid them. That's a given. Number two, they also know they're going to get anywhere from 40 to, you know, approximately 50% of what is currently owed. But again, the banks also get the tax advantage of this. I mean, they're going to be able to write the majority of this off in their taxes. So realistically, the bank or the credit card company has at least three avenues there that benefit them. So, again, to touch on something that Sam had spoken about earlier, why Compass Credit Services is there is to basically make this a win-win situation. The bank is satisfied, the client has paid the debt, and they're moving on with their lives.
You're not really going to convince me. I just want to be honest with you that the bank is going to be satisfied by the cardholder paying $12,000 out of $25,000 debt.
Well,
I can't think. I mean, they may work this deal, but I can't see how they're going to be happy.
Well, there's a difference between being satisfied and being happy. One is a business modicum, and one's an emotion.
And if I can jump in and add something, again, as an alternative to bankruptcy, 40 to 45 cents on the dollar is very attractive compared to 0 cents on the dollar if a client declares bankruptcy and is essentially able to walk away from their credit card debt.
Okay.
So actually the creditors, the credit card companies and the banks and financial institutions that issue credit card companies actually stand to benefit significantly from our services. And that is one of the reasons that I founded Compass Credit Services, as I saw the opportunity to be a part of something that would benefit people on both ends, not only the debtors but also the creditors.
All right, now we're going to start walking through some of this, and I'm going to take it from my point of view, which is as an attorney, and I'm going to and we can kind of contrast this a little bit between filing bankruptcy and doing what you do.
Okay.
Both of us have got a client then that walks in the door, and let's keep it where all we've got is unsecured debt. I can come in, and when I file a bankruptcy petition on behalf of my client, I actually can get where I'll spit it out here in a second. The credit card company must stop any and all collection activities against my client. In the bankruptcy code, there's a statute called an automatic stay. And basically what the automatic stay says is that at the time a bankruptcy petition is filed, all collection activities against the debtor must cease. If you're not happy with that, then, of course, you can file a motion for adequate protection. You can make objections, you know, in the bankruptcy plan. You can do some things, but it requires generally going to the court and getting permission to begin those collection activities. Now, can you offer your client the same thing that I'm offering mine?
Well, our services are a little different. One of the things that we can offer the client is that we can restructure their monthly payments from day one to where their monthly outflow, which is typically their problem, they have more going out than coming in, their monthly outflow changes from the better essentially from day one. If someone hires an attorney cannot offer them that same advantage.
Okay, well, I'm not sure I got my question answered, and I hear the music coming on. We're going to take it up again after the break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Okay, this is James Lynn with the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're back on, looks like, the almost the top of the hour, and we're going to have about 3 minutes here before we go on break again. And I am sitting here talking with Sam Condon and Greg Gullick, and I'm sure I mispronounced his name again. They're with Compass Credit Services, and they're in a what I perceive as a new industry on debt restructuring on credit card debt. And as we left before the commercial break, I had been chatting with them about one of the advantages of actually filing a bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code was the automatic protection that is afforded by the under the code. And under the bankruptcy code, there's an automatic stay that's placed in where creditors cannot harass debtors. They must cease and desist all types of collection activities. If the creditor has an issue with that, the remedy is to file a motion with the court or an objection, and that happens in many, many cases. Now, in regard to Compass Credit Services, the service that they're offering, I am interested if, in fact, they can provide that service if that is there. And Sam or Greg, I mean, is this something, there is no protection like this with what you guys are doing. Is that correct?
Well, can we force the creditor not to contact the debtor? No. We do have the debtor sign a limited power of attorney that gives Compass Credit Services the right, the ability to contact the creditors on behalf of the client, inform the creditor that the client is now enrolled in our program, and that we will be accordingly helping the client achieve a settlement amount and be paying off their debt. Now, if we back up a step or two, there are, it is true, some advantages to bankruptcy, but there are also disadvantages to bankruptcy.
Oh, we'll get into that.
Okay. One aspect of the overall picture in terms of taking a client from being in a debtor position to being back on their feet again, I think it's important that we take a look at the pluses and the minuses afforded by both programs.
Sure. And I guess the point I'm trying to get at is that there is not a statute that is out there that precludes the creditor from contacting the debtor. Now, I've got to ask you, is you do then end up with some authority to contact the credit card companies and try to negotiate with them. What's been your experience then on them honoring, let's say, a promise or an understanding that they would have that, okay, if in fact you guys, or if the credit card company is willing to go with the plan, that they will not in fact come after your client?
Well, typically the industry standard with regards to a credit card company or a bank or financial institution.
All right, Sam.
All right.
I hear the music coming on. So why don't we do this? Let's hold your response until after the break, and then we'll come back and see whether or not the credit card companies are honoring their agreements when they make them with you.
Okay, great.
A message for all.